Hello, everyone. I'm Krishan Saunders at the CNN.com newsroom in Atlanta. Here's a look at what's happening now in the news. A pushback on the bailout plan in Congress. Earlier today, a spokesman for House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said she hoped to have a draft of the tentative agreement online by noon today. But now, congressional aides say that time frame has been pushed back to late this afternoon. Lawmakers still hope to have a final deal today before the Asian markets open for trading Monday. The bailout is intended to buy up troubled debts, freeing up banks to begin lending again. Senator Barack Obama says he's inclined to support the agreement but is not happy about it. Senator John McCain also is likely to support the bailout plan. In an interview this morning, he said he'd hopefully be able to support it. Both candidates say they need to first see the language of the bailout before making a final decision. Residents in coastal Maine and eastern Canada are under the gun of Hurricane Kyle. Forecasters say the storm is on track to land in the Canadian provinces of Nova Scotia or New Brunswick sometime Monday. The storm's already drenching parts of Maine with inches of rain. The Category 1 hurricane has top sustained winds near 80 miles an hour. More than 53 people are dead after a boat carrying Somali refugees to Yemen broke down far off the country's coast. The United Nations says the people died after smugglers left the more than 100 refugees on the broken ship, promising to return. They never did. The boat eventually came close enough to shore for some passengers to get some help. UN officials believe smugglers are now operating during the holy month of Ramadan because they believe coastal surveillance will be low. To Iraq now, where two car bombings just minutes apart killed at least six people and injured around 32 others. Iraqi officials say the explosions happened shortly before evening meals. Many Muslims are observing Ramadan this month and were flocking to shops before mealtime. The explosions shattered windows and left debris in the streets. Those are the headlines this hour. For more on these stories and other news of the day, CNN is your source. Online, on TV, even when you're on the go.